This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Federal investigators are looking into yesterday's fire that killed 10 people in Anderson, Missouri. The Anderson Guest House was a group home for the elderly and mentally ill. The home's management included a convicted felon whose company had been cited for fire code violations at another property. Frank Morris of member station KCUR went to Anderson and filed this report.
Anderson is a quiet, working-class former railroad town, much of it squeezed between the tracks and the highway in the southwest Missouri Ozarks. Normally, trains are the loudest sound at night here, but 1 o'clock Monday morning, all hell broke loose. Stephen Spears lives in a former car dealership office next door to what used to be the Anderson Guest House.
I saw a blast of fire come out the front end of this building through one of the front doors there.
Neighbor Don Rolfe heard screams, saw flames light up the sky, and rushed to tend elderly and mentally disabled patients staggering out of the smoke in soot-covered pajamas.
It was very confusing for them. They didn't know where their family was. They were worried about their friends inside the facility. They didn't know what had happened to them. Most of them had very little clothing. You know, I heard them talking about my wallet, all the money I have, all my clothes, my pictures. My pictures are gone.
Volunteer medics and firefighters from Anderson and the little towns around it streamed in to help. Rolfe says a pregnant medical technician with what she calls a humongous belly worked hard and inspired the others. One staff member died trying to help residents. Emergency responders rushed the only other crew member on duty to the hospital. 9 residents died. All 23 others were injured. Yesterday afternoon, federal and state agents pawed through piles of smoldering black debris corralled by crumbling, soot-stained white concrete block walls. Investigators aren't saying whether they suspect arson or if they believe Monday's blaze is related to a small fire set in one of the residents' rooms Saturday. Regardless of the cause, the fact that the blaze killed so many people raises questions for Phyllis Krambeck with the Missouri Coalition for Quality Care. She's also troubled that Robert DuPont, the man in charge of the company running Anderson Guest House, is a felon, convicted of Medicaid fraud 3 years ago and sentenced to serve 21 months in Leavenworth Penitentiary.
Well, I just don't think that people like that should be allowed to continue in any capacity in the nursing home industry.
In 2003, state inspectors reviewing another home run by DuPont's company found a pencil jammed in the fire alarm to keep 2 broken pull stations from setting it off. The Anderson Guest House cleared a state inspection last spring. There were food service and lighting violations, but nothing related to fire safety. Missouri State Troopers questioned Robert DuPont yesterday. Meanwhile, the little town of Anderson is mourning the deaths. Haley Brashear works at a nearby drive-in and remembers a balding character with thick glasses who she fears died in the fire.
I mean, he was very, very talkative and always really friendly, so he always would ask for a small Coke or a small coffee, and we'd usually give him one for free.
While residents of this tiny town have taken good care of those living at Anderson Guest House, investigators are trying to find out if the home itself did everything it should have to protect its staff and vulnerable residents. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.